Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont McGraw Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in westerly Rhode Island, this is episode number 236 of the Por Favor, Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in westerly Rhode Island. Mr. Klinsman, good evening to you, sir. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you today?
Fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing good. Getting some summer weather still here post-Labor Day, so
all
I'm
right.
Not complaining.
Anything now is a bonus.
Any day in the high 80s is a good thing.
It is.
Go around, I'm walking on sunshine, oh, oh.
And I'm bound to feel good.
Is that the earliest we busted into song? Like 40 seconds into
Could
an
be.
Episode?
Gentlemen!
A new work. That's really definitely not the earliest we busted into a gentleman, though.
No.
Do we have Susie with us in the studio today?
We do, yes.
Good evening.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. We also have Road from the studio eating his tail.
Oh, good boy. Speaking of the roadster, I heard he's been doing some obedience classes with Caesar Milan. Is that correct?
It is correct.
How's he been doing? Is he a star pupil or what?
Yeah, his trainer loves him. He said he loves to learn. He'd take him any day.
So he's more of a Susie than a Melnick, then, is what you're saying?
In class, yes. Out of class, he's definitely more of a Guillermo.
A Guillermo Bill. That's good. So he's got the street smarts, he's got the book smarts, he's a total package.
Got a good mix of work and play there, yes.
Yeah, so he's getting more and more well-behaved?
Theoretically.
Oh, so you haven't seen the results back at home?
It's still a work in progress.
Yeah, he's still a puppy.
The thing is John said you have to constantly be working him.
Yeah.
It's just all conditioning, that's all it is conditioning.
So you're saying you guys let him off the hook when he's home?
No, it's just he has a training collar that we need to use when we take him for walks.
Mm-hmm.
He's very good at heeling now. He walks right next to you.
Oh, good.
He doesn't pull. He's good with his sit commands, his down commands. Now we're getting him to stay.
That's good.
Teaching him to sit when people come to the door and not run up to the front door until we give him the command to go. So it's a lot of work.
That's helpful. I mean, yeah. I'm sure, you know, more and more, and you keep doing it, he'll get better and better as it goes. And like you said, Goldens just want to be, they want to make you happy, so.
Yeah, like John said, he said, I have a 5-month-old Golden. He said he is so strong-willed, like every time a car drives down the street, he wants to chase the car.
Mm-hmm.
He said yours is a little more laid back. He said he loves to learn. He said, like, you watch him, and he'll just, like, look at John while he's sitting, like, okay, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now?
That's good.
And he's exhausted when he's done, just from using his mind.
Yeah.
Just from working. He's just pooped. He comes, he's done, he has some water, and he's just like, I'm taking a nap. I'm like, all right.
Good boy. That sounds like me after I go to one of the buffets at Disney World. I'm done, I need a nap.
You go have a glass of water, and then you got to go take a nap?
Yeah, pretty much. It's not a bad way to spend an early afternoon, is it?
No.
So what else is going on? How's the golf picking up now?
September's still slow, right? They're all still up there. Yep, I don't see any out-of-state license plates yet. Stay up there. It's warm. Stay up there.
Yeah, sure. You don't care. You want it to be slower.
Yes.
You stay busy enough.
Yes.
Now, I heard, you could correct me if I'm wrong on this, I heard Vito was able to push some of those permits through, and you've started construction on the pool project ahead of schedule?
Oh, yeah.
Vito went down to a town hall and moved some papers around. Is that what happened?
I just talked to a couple of people, that's all.
They owed you a favor?
A couple of favors.
Oh, okay, that's good. How's that going? Is it like a major construction zone yet? Or is
Not
it
yet, because they just finished capping yesterday,
the
sprinklers. So.
Yeah. So when are they going to start digging? When are they breaking ground?
It could be any day now.
Yeah, do you have the golden shovel ready?
With cha?
Yeah, take the first scoop. Cut the ribbon.
Hello there, Jonathan.
Like we said, if you paid him $20, he'd show up in his finest suit and do it.
Oh, absolutely. I don't even know if it'd take that much to get Chow over here.
Maybe just a dime?
Yeah.
Ride his bike down to your house?
Yeah, he would ride the bike.
In the suit? Got the tie flapping in the wind behind him?
They wear different suits in Korea, too. It would probably be one of those Korean suits.
Oh, would it?
I don't think anybody else should be around when we start digging in the yard.
You know? Did you hear that one?
Yeah, I heard. That's a good point, Vito.
That's a good point. We don't think that way, do we?
No, I haven't had that had that worry.
No.
See, up here we dig. We have to call Dig Safe. Down here, you got to call Vito.
Yeah. What are we going to be putting into this hole?
Well, can we layer things underneath the concrete for the pool?
Oh.
The perfect crime, right? Throw them into the cement mixer. It's a beautiful thing.
What's going on with you, Mr. Klinsman?
Oh, not a whole lot. Spent the long Labor Day weekend up in New Hampshire. It was lovely, as usual. Enjoyed time with the girls. So that was fun.
Did you eat or cook or a combination?
What's that?
I don't mean did you eat. Did you eat out, cook, or a combination of the two?
Oh, we did both. So I did some grilling. I got some steak tips and some chicken skewers at the local meat place down there. Or up there, I should say. Did a little grilling, and then we did takeout. This was a nightmare. So there's a place that we like to go to called Black Mountain Burger. And
yeah, you frequent this filthy joint. I've heard this before.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So we called there because we were going to do takeout on Sunday night. Because it's easier with the girls just to get it to go and bring it back to the condo. So I call them at like 5:15, 5:30. And I say, can I place an order for pickup? Oh, we're not doing pickup today. Oh, that throws everything, you know, that throws all the plans out the window right there.
How do you not do a pickup?
They're too busy. They don't want to do takeout. They're only going to deal with the people waiting in line to get in and all the people at the restaurant. So they're not doing takeout orders.
It's New Hampshire. They change on a whim.
Yeah, so anytime it gets super busy, they're like, yeah, we're not doing takeout orders. So I was like, okay. So we're like, what's plan B? So there's this Thai place up there. So quite a 180 from burgers to Thai food. So there's a Thai place, and I call them, and we figure out what we want. And I call them, give the order, and they say, oh, about 30, 35 minutes. I said, okay, that's not too bad. So I go there, maybe 25 minutes, so maybe 10 minutes early. I check in, tell the guy my name, give him the money, and I'm sitting there. And I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting there. I must have been there for 45 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
In the place itself?
In the place itself, yeah.
After giving about 30 minutes.
After giving about 30 minutes. And this place was a nightmare. People were coming in. I was like, don't come in here. I had already given them my money. I was committed. I was like, just leave while you have the chance. No one was helping anybody. People were just being ignored. Like, the only people that got seated, they, like, grabbed a person that worked there and said, can I go sit at that table? And they'd just, like, throw menus at them and be like, yeah, go ahead.
Really?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
So I take it you hadn't been there before.
No, I hadn't been there before.
Nor will you be returning.
No, I think I heard them saying to somebody they had a party of 40 show up.
Oh, wow.
And they weren't expecting that, and they were just clearing it, and they were trying to get through all those people. But I don't know. It was just an absolute nightmare, and people were just like waiting for takeout, trying to order takeout, trying to get seated, trying to get service at their seats, and I'm just sitting there like shaking my head because, wow, you know, I get the girls, they're back waiting, right. They're young, they can't like wait too long for dinner. So finally, you know, I got the food. It was good. The food was actually pretty good, so I can't complain about that, and it all worked out in the end, I guess, but man, what a disaster. What a disaster that was. So that's my New Hampshire takeout story, since you asked about the food. And we went to Hart's Turkey Farm for lunch. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
That's in kind of near a Weir's Beach area in Meredith. Mm-hmm. It's an old, like, Twin Oaks kind of place, like
a
huge
restaurant.
It's been
there for a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, since, like, 1954, maybe, yeah. I think it said.
I think we may have eaten there when I was a kid.
And that's kind of a tradition. We try to go there once every summer when we go up to New Hampshire. So that was good. We had a good time there for lunch. So that was really it for the food aspect of the weekend. Now, you guys had a little Labor Day trip, but we probably don't want to get into that right now.
Probably not, no.
We'll save that for another episode.
Yeah, that'll be
sometime in February when we can get
there. Yeah, I mean, we've got just so much stuff lined up right now. Very, very exciting time of the year for the Por Favor podcast.
Yes, very much so. But we do have to follow up from last week, though, and say that you did finally hear back from some of those VRBO people.
I did, yes.
Okay, so that's good. You don't have to get into too much more than that, but you did hear back. I don't have a beer again this week for the same reason.
For the beer refrigerator. Okay, Susie does. Reason. It looks like mud.
I've had this before. It's just the Cigar City Maduro brown ale.
I'm trying to remember if I tried that when I was out there. I don't remember. I tried something Cigar City, but I don't think it was a brown.
No, I don't think it was the Maduro. This is a brown ale that boasts notes of semi-sweet chocolate, toffee, and hints of fresh coffee.
Mm.
Complex and full-bodied, our malt-forward ale is brewed with flaked oats to add depth of character.
That sounds nice.
It's very good. It's 5.5% alcohol by volume.
Good alcohol content there. Not too heavy, not too light.
We actually introduced Mrs. Willing to this over the weekend, and she was a fan.
Oh, did she like it? Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
Yeah, there's not much Mrs. Willing won't drink. Let's just end it at that.
You know, we had a beer flight, and there were a couple of things she didn't particularly care for.
Throw her right under the bus. Hopefully she wasn't driving home.
I told Kristen and Sue that if the Willings lived near us, I said Kristen would weigh 600 pounds and be an alcoholic within 2 months.
Sue was offended.
Most things Michael says can offend somebody, so
yes,
it's not really
true.
A surprise.
Six bills and an alcoholic.
Everybody's dream woman right there.
Overnight, right there.
Yeah, boop. Exactly. All right, well, on that note, should we take another break?
Sure.
All right.
All right, we're back for break. This is episode number 236 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro Dance Podcast. Susie and I are down in sunny Southwest Florida. Mr. Klinsman up in the Westerly Studios.
Holding down the fort. Now, I have a question, a little off topic, but it's this month I'm going to be down there. So I'm starting to get the cold sweats, the excitement, you know, when there's when there's a golf trip coming up and I can start like looking at the calendar and say, oh, it's this month.
You're counting sleeps.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the question is, I know obviously we're going to go live probably nonstop because I know Por Favor Joe loves the live broadcasts and he's going to be very much pushing us towards that. But are we going to record an episode while we're there?
Ah, we're going to have to, don't you think?
So you're going to bring all the audiovisual equipment with you?
Yeah, I'll bring the laptop. I've got Audacity, and I'll bring
the
microphone.
Well, you don't have to bring the laptop. You could just bring your, like, MP3 recorder. We could just record it on that, right?
Oh, true. Yeah, we could do that.
And then you can load it up later when you get back and send it up for a following week. All right, that'll be good. That won't be a you-know-what show.
If
1:30 in the morning, we're all, like, 17 beers deep.
Oh, you want to do it? You want to record it, like, 1:30?
We could, out on the balcony. Get kicked out.
With Michael Schaefer?
Get his DVC points revoked.
He's got like 40,000 due.
He's got the most. He's like a whale. You know, like at Foxwoods when one of the high rollers shows up?
Yes. Oh, this is Mr. O'Gonnell. Let's show him to his suite.
Yeah. They just comp him DVC points every couple months. So here's a few for the family.
Oh, I was talking to him the other day. He got busted.
For what?
You know how you can't... You know how you can't bring, use other people's magic bands for, to go on rides?
Hey. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he, his wife and her girlfriend went up, and they loaded up his magic band.
Oh, and they tried to use it,
They actually called him at home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And he said that he said, he's on this trip, and he just wasn't feeling well, and that he just gave them the magic band.
Oh, so he got out of it.
He did, yeah.
That can get you in some trouble. They just, like, turn off your access to fast passes on that account
if you mess around
with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back in the day, you just load up everybody's thing.
Yeah, they cut down on that about a year ago now, right?
Yes.
I think. I don't mind that. I have no problem with them doing that.
No, I don't either.
If you're not in the park, you shouldn't be taking up fast passes and using them.
Correct, because then it just makes the fast pass line slower.
Exactly.
Yep. I'm fine for that with that, too.
All right, what's this week's topic, sir?
You want to talk about farts?
Well, I think we did that a couple weeks ago with the spa episode, right?
Yes.
It was a lot of good fart talk. But how about Grand Floridian, your second favorite topic?
Sure.
All right. So as we know, as everyone who listens knows, you guys had your lovely anniversary weekend at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. And we've talked about some of the extracurricular activities like tea and the massages and the water activities and things like that. But now we need to get into the nitty-gritty. We need a resort review. We need restaurants. We need amenities. We need room reviews. So I'm going to sit back and let you give me a quick recap, and I'll interject with questions as I see necessary. So why don't you guys get into that a little bit?
So when did we leave? On a Saturday? Or Friday?
We left on Friday, I believe.
So we got up there right around, I want to say,
yeah, I took the day off, so we went Friday morning. And we went directly to the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Yes.
Oh, like a late breakfast, early lunch type deal, right?
Yeah, we got there for our brunch.
And now I assume that Grand Floridian Cafe is one of your favorite spots. So you went there like 6 or 7 times during this weekend, is that correct?
Yes, I love the Grand Floridian Cafe.
What'd you guys have at the brunch, lunch?
She had the lobster eggs Benedict.
Ooh.
It was delicious.
Now, are they skimpy with the lobster, or are they pretty generous?
I think they're pretty generous.
Yeah, you get like a whole claw on there?
I think so. It's been a while now, so my memory's a little faded. Plus, I just had lobster eggs Benedict while I was in Rhode Island, so now I have that one more recently in my brain.
Which one was better?
The Rhode Island one, actually.
Uh-oh. You're going to get kicked out of the house.
I know I am.
Mike's giving you a death stare. I can't even see him, and I know he's giving you a death stare, shaking
his head.
No, he
won't even look at me. He's so disgusted.
What'd you have, sir?
I had the steak and eggs.
Oh, you're one of your favorites.
Ah, it's so good there.
How'd you get the eggs? Sunny side up?
That's the only way to get them.
Yeah, I agree. I don't mind over easy once in a while. Side up is better.
I got a side of toast because I have to have my toast to dip.
They don't give you toast? You have to order that?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
Because you get a nice big cheesy home fries.
Yeah, but don't they leave bread for the table? You could have just like put it over the candle a little bit.
No, I'm not using bread for the table for that.
Okay, excuse me.
Well, there's biscuits too, so it's not.
Oh, not quite the same thing.
Quite as absorbent as he likes it.
Now let me tell you something, Jurgen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the reason why I order the toast there is the best part of the meal, which is crazy. Okay. I can make you steak. I can make you all sorts of beautiful dinners. I cannot make toast.
You can't make toast.
I have difficulty making toast. And let me tell you why. Because I want the perfect piece of toast. And the perfect piece of toast is nice and buttery.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to absorb the yolks. And the bread at the Grand Floridian Cafe, if you will, is like a sponge that is lightly wetted to absorb the maximum amount of egg yolk.
But it's still crispy, so it's still.
But it's still a little crispy, but it is absolutely perfectly cooked.
So they must griddle it then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know, because I've experimented in the toaster, and I just cannot get that perfect piece of toast like I get at the cafe.
Yeah, you can't do the toaster. I feel like the toaster itself dries it out too much.
Mm-hmm.
So when you need to do it, you need to get the skittle, the skillet. I'm having a rough time. Not drinking is really
affecting. You're not even drinking. Maybe that's why. Maybe you need a couple of pops.
That's exactly it.
Go jump into the liquor cabinet upstairs. Call one of your daughters. Say, hey, bring dad down that bottle of vodka.
I do have some vodka. So you get the really hot with some butter. You throw some butter on there. Right when it starts to melt, you throw the bread down, face down. So you get it like the crispy crust, but the inside of the bread still stays moist and spongy. And then you throw another pat of butter, and then you flip it over and let it absorb on the other side. I think that's the way you have to do it.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of work, though, for toast.
Oh, it sure is, and that's why restaurant toast is better, because they throw it on the big old flat top they have in the back with all the bacon grease and the butter and the same place they cook the eggs, and they just fry that thing up. It's basically fried bread more than toast at that point. which is probably why it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I agree with you, because when you make toast at home in the toaster oven or just the regular toaster, it dries out too much on the inside.
Yes.
Now, are you like Jim Nance? Do you have a picture of how you like your toast done in your wallet laminated?
Jim Nance has a picture of how he likes his toast?
Yeah.
you kidding me?
On Kirk and Callahan, they were making fun of him. I guess it came out in like an interview. He carries around a picture in his wallet of how he prefers his toast to be cooked so he could give it to like waitresses.
Oh, I'm going to do that at the Grand Floridian next time.
Just bring a picture. This is exactly
perfect. So why would you need to?
No, I'm going to take a picture there to carry it around.
Gotcha.
That's a good move. That's kind of a DB move, isn't it?
I think so.
Handing out pictures of toast when you go out. It's either Costas or Nance. Now I don't know. I don't want to like throw off. I think it was Nance they were making fun of. I might have to look this up really quick. You could keep talking about Grand Floridian Cafe.
Well, then, I mean, after we were done, I was waiting to get to be able to check in. And that's when Susie headed over to Census.
It is Jim Nance. Here's why Jim Nance carries around a photo of burnt toast in his wallet. USA Today, 2016. Hold on. I'm a breakfast guy. 3 eggs scrambled with bacon and wheat toast burnt. The problem is it never came back burnt. For years it would arrive limp and tan, which brought breakfast to a standstill when I sent the toast back. It was costing me 10 minutes a day, which multiplied by 6 days a week is 4 hours a month. That's 48 hours a year. My wife got tired of hearing me complain about it. She found a photograph on the internet of a kitchen toaster ejecting 2 slices of burnt toast. She minimized it, printed it out, and had it laminated. She insisted I put it in my wallet. When I order, I present the photo to my server. I get some strange looks, but I can assure you the toast now arrives black and scary just the way I like it.
I think it's effective.
You think that's a good move?
Yeah, would you do it?
No, I would not.
We have it for like all of our meal. Yeah, this is how I like my steak done.
Yeah, that's not something I would do.
I mean, you couldn't even put that in your wallet. You'd have to have, like, a little binder.
Mm. Just a backpack full of pictures of food. Excuse me, this is alphabetized. I'm looking for pork. Okay, here we go.
Then you have to cross-reference, because you might like your steak at breakfast a little different than your steak at dinner.
That's right. Yeah, different cuts.
Right.
Dry age versus wet age. It's all a process.
I just pull this thing out and throw it on the table. It's like the Rolodex.
Yeah, exactly. Just a big thud. The glass is shaking. You put it on there. A little bit of water spills out.
Oh, that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
Strip, comma, New York. Okay, here we go. Can you imagine that? Just showing up with a binder?
I love it.
That's a good move, isn't it?
I love it. It's like the DVC presentation. I'll go rip off one of those books at 2 in the morning when there's nobody there.
Just start throwing your own pictures in there.
Jurgen's doing a presentation, the next morning he flips over and there's a thing with runny sunny side eggs and toast.
Yeah, it's got the eggs sitting there. That's how I like the eggs.
People are like, what is this?
You change all of the like overseas options to pictures.
Yeah, here's the Animal Kingdom villas, which are $30 a night, and it's just a big picture of runny eggs from Ted's New York system.
It's got the steak from Teppanito, just how you like it. Alright, sorry, I got off track talking about Jim Nance's toast. Only on the Por Favor podcast.
Talks about Jim Nance's toast.
Isn't that fantastic, though?
It's beautiful.
Alright, so your thoughts on the Grand Floridian Cafe breakfast has been well heard, so I assume it did not disappoint once again. It was a good time?
It was very good.
Alright, so what else did we do that first day?
And Susie went to Census, and I waited to check in, and I sat in a Boca Chica main area and just hung out, did a couple live videos.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Brought you back to when you were a kid.
Took in the smells. The smells there are so beautiful.
You like
so
that.
Lovely. Next time you're there, just walk through the lobby and head toward the back where the door is to go look at the Seven Seas Lagoon.
Okay.
They have this thing connected, and it lets out some beautiful senses. Beautiful. I'm trying
it's
to
like
find it for the house.
Air freshener.
Okay.
Yep. So then I got a text, and then I walked around the resort, of course, which I have to do. And then I got a text to say that the room was ready.
Oh, you must have been excited.
I was excited. So they had to give me a new magic band. They said my, you know, when you check in, you scan your magic band.
Yeah.
But they said that my Donald Duck one was not going to work and that I had to use a new one. So they had generic gray ones that they
used. Oh, yeah, because at the place like the Grand Floridian, they don't want any characters on the magic bands.
Oh, I
excuse
see.
Me, sir. It's a little too garish for this resort. Here's your plain gray one. Please keep it down a notch.
Janeman.
All right, so you got into the room with your new magic band.
Mm-hmm.
And how was the room? Like, go ahead and describe it. What are your initial thoughts?
Well, Suitsy thought it was dated.
Okay.
I mean, the decor was nice, but like the match, like the box spring cover was kind of pilling and fraying a little bit. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, the furniture had more scuffs than I would have expected to see at a room of that quality and price.
Right. So just need a little refreshing.
Yeah. Pretty significant wet spot on the carpet. And we couldn't tell if like something had been spilled or if there was a leak, you know, just things that I wouldn't have anticipated.
Yeah. That's
but
interesting.
The beds were very comfortable. The pillows were nice.
That's good. And then you had a balcony, correct?
We were on the first level, so we had a little porch, yeah.
A little walkout, okay. That's not too bad, though, right?
No, it was pretty nice.
Yeah, because that was like your big thing, right? You wanted to have coffee out on your porch or your balcony. Yeah,
correct.
Is it weird having it on the first? Were the people walking by or not really?
No, because there's nothing to walk by because you're on the Seven Seas Lagoon.
Oh, so there's not like a walkway in between?
No. It's just a little bit of grass and it tapers down right to the lagoon, so.
Okay, so that's
there
actually.
There was one day, though, where I actually saw somebody like walking a dog out there.
No, I thought it was a worker.
I saw somebody walking a dog.
Okay.
When you were not there.
She saw somebody walking a dog.
Okay.
But it wasn't intrusive. It was fine.
So that's not bad. Because, yeah, the first floor is like a little. Especially with the, like, because when you stayed at the Polynesian, you had the first floor, and you said there were a lot of people walking by, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of takes away from the ambiance a little bit, I would imagine.
Yeah, but we also got a cheap room at the Polynesian.
Right. Well, I didn't say you complained about it. I'm just saying that's the difference between
yeah, it takes
it on
away.
A walkway
it takes away a
and
little
having
bit.
It on the lagoon.
Right.
Obviously.
Yes.
All right. So besides the initial kind of datedness, now do you agree with her assessment on it being dated?
Yeah, it was dated.
The other thing that I really didn't like was the bathroom was very dark.
Oh,
there
really?
There wasn't a lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Mike had been in there using the toilet, there's no way he could have closed the door or opened the door.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's kind of just how all the bathrooms in the, at least in, like, the values in the moderates are there. Very tight, very,
And I
they
understand
do,
that
always
you don't want to use,
too.
You know, you don't want to expend a lot of space on that, but, you know, maybe do a pocket door or something where it's not quite as intrusive.
Sure.
Again, in a resort of that caliber.
But, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, those are relatively easy fixes that are going to come in the next refurb for that place.
Yeah, no doubt.
Where the rest of the resort is really where the expense of that, in the location, obviously,
right.
Is where the expense is from there. So you guys were able to experience all the amenities of the resort and basically just stay. I mean, that's all you did was hang out at the resort the whole weekend for the
correct.
Most part. Besides a little bit of bar hopping, right?
Right.
All right, so how about for your dinner that evening? What'd you do?
That would be
Victoria and Albert's.
Oh, okay. So I'm getting confused because you did Victoria and Albert's and then didn't eat like the next day until late, but you ate a late breakfast, early lunch, and then just had a long span in between that.
Just hung out at the pool, walked around a little bit.
So you went, got dressed in your Sunday finest.
Yep.
Showered, shaved, got everything tidied and proper and walked over. Now, did you feel like big shots walking into the lobby all dressed up like that?
Yeah, you kind of do. You look down at, like, you know, people like you.
People like me sitting
yeah,
on
like
the,
you say,
on
you, I know damn well. Yeah, I know damn well he's not staying here tonight.
I got my six-pack of Bud Light from the gift shop, and I'm sitting on one of the couches drinking beers in my goofy T-shirt and my flip-flops.
Yeah, exactly.
Cousin
yes.
Eddie shoes.
Yeah. That's all right. I don't mind getting looked down on. And then you take the elevator up, right? Or did you do the stairs?
I think we
took the stairs.
Did we hoof it? Yeah, we hoofed it.
And then, how's it, like, I just, You don't get into too much because I know we're going to have dedicated episodes, but like, is the check-in experience very different? Because you kind of like check in outside and they like lead you in, right?
They you have check in at the same place where you check in for Citricose.
Oh, okay.
No, you don't know that because they have the maitre d'. The maitre d's inside. We walked right inside.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
But it's in that same, like, it's all in the same section. It's just a separate door to the Victorian Alberts, and Citricose is kind of along the backside.
Yeah, Citricose is like straight ahead. If you walk up those stairs, take a right, Citricose is going to be all the way in the back, and then Victorian Alberts is on the left, and it has a door.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've gone by it. I've seen it. I just didn't know if there was like any like fingerprint scanning if they pat.
No. You could walk right in. Yeah, the door. You'd walk right in, and I just said we're 6:15 or whatever the heck time we had.
Get out of there.
Right. And obviously that was something we're going to get into and a great experience, but we'll skip ahead to the next day. Because after that, did you do anything that evening or just kind of
We had a drink with a couple that we met, and they lived down in Sarasota.
Oh, okay.
They were sitting in the same room as us.
Oh, all right.
So when they were leaving, because they stagger the seating every, 15 minutes or a half hour?
15 minutes.
So they stagger the seating in the Queen Victoria room every 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So they were the first seating, so they were obviously done. So they were leaving, and we were still, like, finishing coffee and stuff. And they said, meet us at Meisner's for a drink. We're like, all right. So we met them for Meisner's, and then Susie was tired, so she went to bed, and I hung out with them for, like, maybe 2 hours.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh.
And they were locals as well?
Yeah, we got to talking, because we'll talk about it tomorrow or next week, but Meisner's, like, isn't as snobby as I thought it was going to be. Or not Meisner's, but V&A.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the people overheard, you know, them talking about upgrading for Wagyu and this and that. And they're like, do it. If this is your first time, do it. And, like, we had a lot of conversations, like, over tables, which you wouldn't think of at a place like that.
No, yeah, exactly.
But the room was so small.
Right.
That it wasn't like you were shouting across, you know, Twin Oaks or something.
Yeah.
So we had a couple drinks with them.
Couple drinks afterwards.
And then headed back.
Headed back. No hot tub that evening?
Negative.
Okay.
Negative.
And then the next day you were still pretty stuffed because you said you didn't have even any breakfast that next day, right?
Yeah, that was the day. What did we do? Hang out by the pool again? We did. We hung out by the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had tea.
Which we talked about, so we won't get into that again. Now, this isn't, you didn't do like the boat rental this day?
Nope.
Okay.
No. Did we go to the park? I think we went to the park.
We did not go to the park. We didn't go to the park until our last day.
Okay.
So just hung out, pool, relaxing.
Yep.
Take a nap, watch some Stacy.
Yeah, your Stacy channel is on 24/7.
Of course, yeah. So that's good. Anything? Now, I assume you do the quiet pool or do you do the regular or both?
Pretty much whatever we could get a chase lounge for. And believe it or not, we spent quite a bit of time over at the DVC pool.
All right.
And that has a big slide, but we were able to get some chase lounges, so we did that. I'd say we almost did it a 50-50 split, if maybe we spent a little more time at the DVC pool. But
now, where is the DVC pool in relation to like the main lobby?
Okay, so if you're in the main lobby, so you walk in through the main lobby, and you walk around to the right, Elevate is going to be on your left.
Okay.
Main staircase will be on your right. If you go through those doors...
Behind
the main staircase, that DVC pool is going to be right there.
Okay. Is that the one that has, like, the splash pad with the Mad Hatter and everything?
Well, they do. It's right next to it. Yep. They have a splash pad with the Mad Hatter for little kids, and then right next door is the DVC pool.
Okay. So you could see that one from the gift shop that's right up there, because I remember we were up there waiting to meet you guys for 1900, and you could see that splash area. So that's that pool. Okay.
Yep. But they have a really nice slide.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good slide.
Did you use it?
I did. I went on it quite a few times.
Nice.
I did a gentleman.
Did you?
As I was coming down. So Susie just laughed. Yeah.
Very good. So nice relaxing pool, little water slide. Any hot tub that day?
I went in a hot tub both days. Yep.
Yeah. Now you go during the day. You don't care, right?
No. 93 degrees. No, I go in a hot tub.
Sit in the hot tub.
Susie went with me.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. I kind of agree with it because it doesn't feel like, it doesn't make you feel any hotter sitting in a hot tub. And then you go in the pool and it feels like beautiful and refreshing right
now. I mean, I do the hot tub after I've been in the pool for a while, so I'm already cool. Like, I wouldn't recommend playing around a golf and then, you know, stripping into your bathing suit and sitting and doing a hot tub.
No, but, like, I do... Like, if I've done that, I'll go into the hot tub, then I'll jump back in the pool and cool off a little bit, and it feels, like, extra refreshing at that point. Go back and forth a little bit. But I get what you're saying. All right, so that evening, you had your tea, and then what'd you do for dinner that night?
We went over to Citrico's.
Ooh, beautiful. How hard was it to walk by Victoria and Albert's again after being there?
It was a little difficult.
It was actually funny because we saw our waiter. What was his name? John?
Jack.
Jack. We see Jack, and he was phenomenal. Him and his wife were our servers at...
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
And so we see him standing outside of Citrico's, right? And I'm like, hey, Jack. He's like... Hey, guys. I'm like, yeah, I go. We're going ghetto right now. We're heading over to Citrico's, and he just started laughing. He's like, oh, they got a great menu there. You'll be well taken care of. That's a good spot.
That's funny.
But it was funny because it's like almost like 10 steps down. Like, you're looking at the menu like, wow, an entree is only like $38 here.
Yeah, right.
And there's like a kid in there, like bathing suit and shorts, like pitching a fit over the menu.
I mean, obviously with the... how you got the reservation, you weren't going to pick, like, be too picky about it. But ideally, you would have probably wanted to save that for your last one. Like, if you could have changed it to the last meal you had there instead of the first big meal, you
perhaps
probably would have.
Nah,
although I don't
to drive home.
Yeah, although I probably wouldn't have wanted to drive home, yeah. Oh, okay. If it was, like, the last day, maybe, but...
Well, last night, like, say you were checking out the day or whatever.
Yeah, like, it would have been better to do Citrico's Friday night and Victoria and Albert's Saturday night.
Yeah. That's kind
ideally.
Of, but I mean, like I said, you were able to get into that reservation kind
of. Beggars can't be choosers.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Obviously, you can't go wrong. Not like saying like Citrico's is a crappy place. It's a great restaurant anyway. So.
Right.
What'd you guys have there?
Well, she got a cocktail. And what did I get? What are these pork tapas I got for an appetizer?
I don't remember what that was.
Yeah, we got an appetizer.
Okay.
And I got a soup that was fantastic. Wasn't it like a corn soup?
I don't remember. I wasn't prepared.
No, it was the onion. It was the onion soup. But it wasn't a French onion soup.
They have a sweet onion bisque on the menu.
That's what it was. It was a sweet onion bisque.
With rock shrimp two ways and a chive oil.
Yep, that's exactly what I got.
That was good?
That was fantastic.
Very good.
I don't think we've ever had a bad soup.
No, their soups are... They're good for soups at Disney.
They do a good job, yeah.
And do you see an appetizer? Pork tapas?
No, it must not be on this.
Yeah, it was some pork appetizer, which I remember it was really good.
Because they have here, they have like a Berkshire pork belly, a chorizo arancini.
Was it the pork belly? I think it was a pork belly appetizer. It was, that's what it was.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the receipt, so it might be.
It says Berkshire pork belly with English pea puree, roast onions, mushrooms, and a balsamic reduction.
Yep. That was it. Yep. That's what we had.
That was good, too.
Fantastic.
How about entrees?
Susie had a scallop entree.
Of course,
delicious.
As you do. Yep, yes. The scallop risotto?
Yes, it was amazing.
Okay. That sounds very good. That's probably what I would go for. And what'd you do, the oak grilled swordfish, Bill?
No, you know what I did? I actually tried the filet. I got the filet.
The oak grilled beef
Yes,
filet.
I heard the filet was fantastic there, and it was brilliant. It was
lived
really
up
good.
To it. And did
very
you bring
good.
Out the binder and show them just how you like
I
it?
I did. Yeah. I showed them this is how I want it cooked.
Very nice.
But you know what was interesting to me because it was so low key. I think maybe because like we were in direct comparison with the meal we had had the night before.
Yeah.
That it almost felt like a little rushed.
It did.
Oh really?
You know what? It really did. It felt like it was fast food because like seriously, we're in and out of there like in an hour.
Oh,
maybe an hour 15.
And you're at the Victoria and Albert's for like 4 hours.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess by comparison, it does feel quick.
Yeah, it really, really felt quick that night. And I think you're right because we were at V&A the night before.
But it's funny, though, because that is quick, especially for the signature. You usually figure 2 hours for a signature.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fast. If it was under an hour and a half, I feel like that's right on the cusp of almost too quick.
Yeah, it did. It didn't feel like a dining experience. It felt like almost like a quick serve, but the food was better.
Right, yeah, it did. It was really, yeah, we were in and out really quick.
I'm surprised because that's not a place that fills up. I mean,
no, they weren't busy.
No, they weren't busy.
Empty, but it's not like
the bar actually was busier than the restaurant was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it late that you went or earlier?
It was pretty early.
It was pretty early because I'm looking at the receipt. It was
6-ish?
Yes, 7/12 is when that receipt was paid.
So you must have got there right around 6.
Yeah, so, yep.
Interesting. Surprised. That doesn't really seem like it would be something they would do, like try to turn the table so quick, but...
No, and like that was, like the food was excellent, but like the experience to me was a little underwhelming, and it's probably unfair to put it up against Victoria and Albert's.
Sure. But maybe because it was not so busy, they were able to just bang it out.
Yeah,
quick.
Maybe.
They weren't like intentionally rushing you along, they just, the food came out quick.
That's possible.
I'd rather have them bring it out while it's hot and fresh than let it sit there, because they want to extend the experience too, you know?
True.
Any desserts?
No.
Too much food, right?
Yep.
It's tough because you always kind of want... I know you don't care about desserts, but...
I always want dessert.
You kind of want a dessert, and then you're like, but I don't want to leave any of the scallops on the plate. Right. I don't want to... You know, I'm going to finish my risotto, and I'll worry about dessert later.
Like, there have definitely been times when I've done that, where I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to save this. This will be good for lunch tomorrow, but I want this, you know, chocolate lava cake or whatever.
Right. I hear you.
But I think we were still... just overwhelmed because tea was a lot of food and we had already eaten desserts kind of beforehand. So
yeah, that's true, because you did get like the desserts with your tea,
right?
Also, and that was later in the day too, so it wasn't like you would, because you said you had like a 2 o'clock for the tea,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're only a few hours afterwards for this dinner,
right?
What'd you do after dinner, anything that evening?
We went back to the room, change, relax, and then we watched fireworks and the water pageant.
Oh, nice. The water pageant went right by the room?
Uh-huh.
Beautiful.
And what'd you say, Susie?
Then we did our pub crawl.
And then we did our pub crawl. We headed over to... We headed over the Contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shocking, but the outer rim was closed.
Really?
It closed at 10. I'm like, how does your... Technically, your main bar in the Grand Concourse... level close on a Saturday night at 10.
That's strange. Where'd
Isn't
you go,
that
the
crazy?
Wave?
Yes. We
yeah,
go
so
to
we
wave.
Went downstairs to the Wave.
That's a cool bar, though.
It's really cool. It's much better than...
It was awesome.
It's much better than
the outer
rim. Much better. It's got a cool vibe. It's really nice.
I would have thought about trying to go to the bar maybe at the Grand... the California Grill.
Yep.
But the Wave does have a cool bar. Like, I'm not a huge fan of the restaurant. I know you like it, but the bar is really cool looking.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It fits in perfectly with the Contemporary.
Oh, perfect. It's a classic Contemporary restaurant.
Yeah.
So
and their cocktails are strong.
Man, oh, really? This place kicked. She had a Mai Tai.
So their bartender was a little heavy-handed, you're saying?
Yes.
That's good.
Well, she asked me, too, because I said I was doing bloodies and beer at each stop, and she was just having one cocktail.
Yeah.
So I asked her for Bloody Mary, mm-hmm. and she said, how do you want it, regular or spicy? I said, spicy. She goes, I go real spicy. I said, give me everything you got, and she loaded this thing up, and it was... Susie had
I had one sip, and it burnt my tongue off.
But it was so good.
That
so
is good.
Good.
My mouth's watering just thinking about it
I'd say it's a bad... I've hit a lot of Bloody Marys, and I would say that this is probably number one. And then I like the place that me and your dad had a Bloody Mary over at Wilderness Lodge.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I would say those are the two best, but the Wave right now is the number one Bloody Mary on property.
Now, I've heard... And I haven't had one there. You know the little bar that's right in Animal Kingdom where the band plays in Africa?
Uh-huh.
The Dawa Bar?
I
heard they have a great Bloody Mary.
Really?
Yeah.
Out. Knock it off. Sorry.
So that next time you're in the Animal Kingdom, check that out.
Okay.
But I was actually... I couldn't finish the Mai Tai. It was so strong.
Oh, really?
It actually was unpleasantly strong.
Oh, it was a little too strong, huh?
Yeah. So that was kind of a bummer.
Yeah, that is a bummer. So... That's not... I mean, heavy-handed is one thing, and some people do like that, but sometimes you just want to have the drink, too.
Right.
So then we jumped on the monorail. We went over the Tambu Lounge. She had... What is this called? A Malibu Macaw.
Yep.
I don't remember that. I don't know what that was.
It was another fruity drink.
Mm-hmm.
Malibu rum, little coconutty.
No, you didn't do, like, the one out of the pineapple or the back scratch or anything?
Not after the Mai Tai.
No.
Not after... I asked her...
Well,
not,
we only had... 2 hours to do 3 bars.
Oh, that's true.
And I didn't want to be passed out on the monorail, so...
I've heard worse. Worse ways to end a Saturday night.
True. And how was your bloody there?
I thought it was average.
Average, yeah.
Yeah, it was very average. I'd say maybe even a 4.
Wow, so wow. That's not that great.
Yeah, it was like very amateur. It was like, you know, if I asked Mary to make me one at a housewarming party and she's like, "What are you doing?" I said, "You know, this is how you make it." And it was like the first time it was just very average.
Which was disappointing because the last time we had been there, you had a really good one.
I had a really good one, yeah. Yep,
you think
yep.
It's bartender to bartender, not necessarily location?
Absolutely.
So if I go to the Wave, I might not get a bomb Bloody Mary like you got.
Yeah, you probably won't because she said that she makes it a certain way. I mean, absolutely. I mean, yeah.
So that's kind of troubling, but then that's kind of the fun of it too because you never know when you're going to get a great one.
Exactly.
Now, the thing I do have to say, though, Bloody Marys have a diminishing return because they're so heavy. Like, the second Bloody Mary is never as good as the first one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Because they're just, it's like eating a salad with vodka in it. It's a lot. There's a lot going on in those things.
Mm-hmm.
So they definitely have diminishing returns, but we'll keep going. We'll move along to back to the Grand Floridian. Meisner's.
Yeah, went over to Meisner's. And I did another Bud Light and a Bloody Mary, and Susie had the Grand Cocktail. I don't remember this either.
I don't remember what was in it. I remember that I liked it.
Okay.
And I remember that our bartender was from Rhode Island.
Oh, that's always good. You must have had a long conversation about that.
Yeah, we talked for a bit.
Oh, where'd you grow up? Oh, Coventry. Oh, yeah. What year did you where'd you go to high school? Oh,
yeah, she was from Providence.
All right, you know.
I really miss it up there. I want to move back. Oh my gosh, shut up.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, pulling all that crap. The food's so much better up there. Shut up.
The Grand Cocktail is Kettle Citron Vodka, Pomegranate Liqueur, Cranberry Juice, and Soda Water.
Yes, it was very good.
$11.25. They have the Grand 30 also, which is Florida Palm Ridge Whiskey St. Germain topped with Veuve de Vernay.
Which I probably would have tried had it not been my third cocktail of the evening.
And I don't know what any of those things are after the word whiskey. The rest of it means nothing to me. How was the Bloody Mary there?
Good. It was good. Yeah. Yep.
Not as good as the first one, but
No.
Okay.
See, and I could put my cheerleader shoes on and say, "Oh, it's the best one I've ever had on property," but no.
Now, we're going to have to try... I know your buddy likes making Bloody Marys, but we're going to have to try the Gurgling Suitcase Bloody Mary, right?
Where's that?
That's at Old Key West. That's their bar right near the pool over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Where's the dog?
You may order from the full Olivia's menu in the Gurgling Suitcase. Oh, ooh. Bill. That's interesting. All right, never mind. We'll keep that in our back pockets for another episode. All right, so that sounds like a fantastic evening. Bar crawl.
So then, we hit Gasparilla's, actually, for a late night snack. We got a dirty Slurza.
Yeah, you had pizza at that point?
Slurza, yeah, brought it back to the room.
A whole pizza or just a couple slices?
No, we
bought a whole pizza.
Holy smokes, did you eat the whole thing?
No.
That's a lot of tomatoes in your diet, Bill.
Yeah.
It was actually really good.
Three Bloody
Marys. That's okay,
Marys
though, because lycopene's good for your prostate.
Yeah. Yeah, nice Slurza. Oh, and then I grabbed a couple pops and went for a walk over to the Polynesian.
That sounds good.
Yep.
Yeah, Susie went to bed, Mikey
went to
Susie went
to bed. Of course, that's what I do. I'm going to go walk over to the Polynesian.
Get lost, see what happens. I like when you stayed at the Polynesian, you walked over to the Grand Floridian at like 2 in the morning, then vice versa.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Some girl.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm going to walk over to Shades of Green.
I'll probably do that next time.
Oh, great. Thanks, Gare.
Okay, here you go. All right, what'd you do the next day?
We got up and we had breakfast. We went over to 1900 Park Fair.
Now, you loved the dinner when we went.
That was good.
How was the breakfast?
I've been a couple times. It's okay.
Just okay. Is it more Weasley, or is it still good, like, kind of laid-back character interactions at that one, like the dinner?
You want to answer this one?
I thought the character interactions were good.
Yeah.
Like, the Mad Hatter came over, and Mike was up getting food, and so he stopped back. I don't know. I thought they were good.
Mm-hmm.
And the food
but I like the food. Yeah,
the food. Yeah, the food's good. You know what I like? They have tater tots.
Oh, like...
I like tater tots with breakfast, don't you?
Yeah, because I like the home fries, like the McDonald's home fries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's just a little change up.
Yep.
But it's solid. I wouldn't say it's the best buffet. Nowhere near the best breakfast buffet.
Now, if it wasn't character and it was like $26, you'd rave about it, right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I mean,
for like $40 or whatever it is for the character experience, it's probably not worth it for you guys.
Yeah, it's $36 a head. So,
what was it?
$36 a head.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not that bad. It wasn't that bad.
There was I can't remember what it was. There was something that I really, really liked.
Don't they have like a lobster omelet or something?
I don't remember that.
Or a crab or something.
I don't remember that. I think you're right, though. I did one or two omelets at the omelet station.
Oh, yeah. So let's see what it says they have here. Signature offerings. They have a strawberry soup, cheese blintz with toppings, smoked salmon lox with toppings, omelets and eggs made to order. House-made corned beef hash, classic egg benedict, yogurt
bar. Corned beef hash was very good. I think they had some carved turkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have the carving station.
Yep.
Pancakes, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, French toast, scrambled eggs, cheese grits, potatoes O'Brien, stewed tomatoes, blah, blah, blah. Nothing really jumping out at me here. Sticky buns, bread pudding, fruit.
Both of which were good.
That's just what this says on the website, so right. It could be a lot of different things, obviously, day to day. So I'm guessing after that big breakfast, you probably didn't have a lunch that day.
Correct.
And then
that was a day that we hung out by the pool.
Did that?
No, we went out on a boat on the lagoon, and then we went back into the pool for a couple of hours.
Okay.
And then we had a dining reservation at Narcusi's.
Right. I was going to say that's the only tab left open on my screen. I've been closing them out as we go. So yep. My process of elimination here. And this is one of your favorite spots.
Correct.
And I love the atmosphere in there. I think it's a great restaurant. Like, I love being in there. The food's good. I mean, obviously, you have to like seafood to really get the full experience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But if you're a seafood fan, this is a perfect place.
We always say, like you know, nothing's going to compete with the California Grill as far as the location, because there's no other place that's on the 15th floor of a high-rise hotel. But I don't know about you, because you haven't been a ton of times, but it's very Rhode Island feeling. Like, yeah, you feel like you're in Narragansett or in Jamestown, or maybe just the coloring, the decor, mm-hmm. just everything about Narcusi's feels Rhode Island. What do you think?
I agree with that. I get you on that.
Yeah, almost like an upscale Aunt Carrie's.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the seaside dining, it's the menu too, helps you feel that way, the smells in there, everything. It's a good place. So what'd you guys go with?
But even like when you walk up and they have the menu that's outside in glass.
Mm-hmm.
You see that in a lot of like seafood restaurants in Rhode Island as well.
A lot of like touristy places.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yep.
Which they also have at pretty much every place at Disney.
You're right, yep.
But it's out on the board. Like, you got to walk over the dock to get to it. It's different. It just mm-hmm. has a different feel to it. I agree with you. It's very unique.
So we both actually went with the. I got a soup.
Oh,
I got the I got the lobster bisque.
You've had that before, right?
Fantastic. It's very fantastic. Good.
Okay. They put a big old hunk of lobster in there.
They put a monster piece of meat in there, Jürgen. I mean, just it's good.
Sorry.
She's being childish right now.
I can tell. I'm trying.
Yeah,
to
she's this, being childish.
Trying to keep this professional. We have.
I'm talking about lobster bisque, and you're laughing.
Middle school over there.
Yeah, unbelievable. If we were to guess, who would be the first one to have like a little childish meltdown? Everybody would have thrown my name in the hat.
I haven't done 17 gentlemen since we started recording.
Compose yourself.
I'm good.
Did you get an appetizer, Susie?
I did not.
No, because you know there's always too much food anyway.
Right, and I love their bread service.
Mm, they do have good bread there. How about for the entrees, what'd you guys go with?
We both went with the same thing.
What'd you get? I need to know.
Double lobster tail.
The poached twin Maine lobster tails?
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
With Brentwood corn souffle, malted popcorn sauce, and jumbo asparagus with a citrus gremolata.
Mm-hmm. How's that sound?
So good.
It sounds pretty good. The corn souffle actually sounds like it would be pretty good.
Everything was good.
It was really good.
If I could have gotten away with picking the plate up and licking it, I would have.
Yeah, it was so good.
I've been there.
You licked the plate or you thought about it?
No, I like... Throw a fork against the wall so everyone looks the other way, and then you start licking the plate. Oh, what was that?
Yeah. Like, it was one of those meals that you just didn't want to end. It was so good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that all sounds good. I mean, they must have been monster tails, too, right?
They were decent
size. Yeah, I think I want to say, like, they were 5 ounce, 6 ounce. I think, like, in total, it was, like, 10 to 12 ounce. I mean, they were big.
That's a lot of lobster.
It was a lot of lobster. It was so good.
And all the sides were good, too.
Sides are fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now that corn souffle, is that kind of like a cream corn, like a more high end cream corn kind of thing? The corn souffle. I'm interested about this thing.
I'm trying to think how it was presented.
Because it wasn't polenta-ish, because you don't like polenta,
right?
So it wasn't. solid.
A souffle is very
soft.
Airy, right?
Right.
Yeah. Sounds good. Everything. I mean, really you can't good. Go wrong with butter poached lobster.
No, you really can't. Unless they screw it up, and then it's really wrong.
Yeah, but you know that place isn't going to screw it up.
Right.
But I would say their lobster bisque is the best, wouldn't you? That we've had.
I think that's the best lobster bisque I've ever had. Yeah.
It's a very lobster-heavy meal for you, Bill.
Person.
Normally. No, and I always used to get it. You get a good one up in Quincy Market over at what was the name of that
Walrus
place?
Walrus and Carpenter.
Walrus and Carpenter. Mm-hmm. They have a good lobster bisque, but sometimes my problem with the lobster bisque is sometimes it's a little too much sherry wine, and it overtakes the dish,
and a little too salty.
It can be, yeah.
Yep.
But theirs is perfect.
Yeah, it's perfect. It is. It's perfect. It's a great lobster bisque.
Now, there was no talk about doing like a split. You each get one lobster tail, then
you know, a lot of times we try something different, and I'm not one because my father used to always get irritated. He said, if you want something, order your own damn food. Like, he mm-hmm. didn't like it when my mom would try to take stuff off his plate.
Yeah.
And I cured him of that for the most part.
And I'm kind of the same way, but I'm not one. If I get a steak, I want to eat my steak, and I don't want you touching my steak.
Right, but I'm just saying, like...
But he wants to touch my scallops.
Well, I want to try it, yeah. I give you a try, but yeah. I don't say, let's split it.
No.
No, I don't like to split.
Well, I'm just saying, with twin lobster tails, it was almost made to split and get something else.
Yeah, we could have done that, but I think we were just both in the mood for lobster.
Well, plus we've been there, and so it was like, okay, we've had this.
I've had
this,
so many different dishes
this.
There, yeah. We've probably been there 5 or 6 times now.
Well, I'm not going to knock you for getting that. That sounds fantastic. Don't get me
wrong.
It was
amazing.
And I think the next time I'd probably like to try a steak, because I've had pretty much all the fish.
Mm-hmm. Could always do the surf and turf.
The surf and turf.
Oh, okay, that's right.
And it's disappointing because they stepped it down to a sirloin to try to get at a certain price point.
Oh, that's right. Because it used to be like $98.
Yeah, not quite, but in the 70s.
With the
now,
filet, yeah.
Yeah, now it's like in the 50s, I think.
Yeah, it says it's 52 open. Right now.
Yep, yep.
Beautiful. And yep. Was that the last meal you guys had, or did you? What else did you do?
I think that was it.
That was the last meal.
That was it. I think. What did we do? Oh, and then we went to the Magic Kingdom.
Because you guys were already checked out at this point, right?
Yeah, we were checked out. We had we had the bags. We had bellhops put all of our stuff into the car. So, yeah, we were light at that time. So I said, all right, now that we're done, let's actually go to the parks.
You went to the Magic Kingdom. Nice little monorail boat ride. What'd you do?
We took the boat, right? We took the boat over to nice. And from, and we just went on 2 rides. I don't think I need to tell you which 2 they were.
I'm going to guess it was the People Mover and the Carousel of Progress.
That's a good guess. Ding, ding. Very good guess. Where'd you pull that one out of?
Yeah, right.
And then we drove home.
Beautiful.
Any Dunkin' Donuts stops on the way home or anything?
Usually if we do, I think we may have stopped at that gas station. There's a gas station on your way out of the Magic Kingdom.
It used to be a Hess, and now it's a Super America.
Yeah.
Or a Speedway.
Speedway
now, yeah.
And they do have a Dunkin' Donuts.
In the Speedway?
In the Speedway. So I think we may have gotten a coffee for the ride home.
Good move.
If we're leaving Epcot or somewhere else and there's nothing on the way, I don't get off of I-4 to get a coffee.
No, but sometimes we'll get Joffrey's before we leave Epcot.
This episode of the ResortLoop.com podcast is brought to you by Joffrey's Coffee and Tea Company.
Well, on that note, maybe we should take our next break. What do you say?
All right.
Thank you.
We're back from break. Episode number 236 is in the books. Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Susie and Dr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida.
We have to be the dumbest podcast, right?
What do you mean dumbest? Like, both of us are the dumbest people that do podcasts?
No, we talk about the dumbest podcast.
I think we had good content today, don't you?
Oh, yeah, but the fact that, like, before we got into it, we were talking about binders with pictures of toast and, like, doneness of steak, and then we end a segment with the ResortLoop.com podcast advertisement.
Which, what comes to your mind?
I'd really love to know if those people we sat with at Tepanito listened to this. And are like, what the heck is this?
Oh, did you tell him to listen to the stupid
I try not to!
I tried not to! It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, so toward the end, like, the guy taps me, and I turn around, and he goes, it's my daughter, he goes, has a question for you. I'm like, okay. She goes, do you have a YouTube channel? Because she was watching me videotape with my camera.
Oh, you know.
I said, yeah. And she goes, what's it called? So I'm like,
oh boy. You should have said, like, Michael P. Hurley.
Yeah, so I'm like, Poor for War podcast. I'm like, my cousin and I do a podcast. And he's like, what kind of podcast is it? I'm like, oh, it's a Disney podcast. I said, you know, we talk about sports and stuff on the side, but it's primarily a Disney podcast. He goes, now what's it called? And I'm like, oh no. Like, you've been to that awkward situation,
yeah,
haven't you?
Yeah, don't worry about it. You wouldn't like it. You know, like, if someone asked one of the guys from Resort Loop, he'd pull out a business card, give him a...
Oh, and a pin?
Yeah. Take a picture, post it on Instagram, hashtag Looper Meetup or something. Are you laughing because I'm wrong,
beautiful,
or laughing because I'm dead spot on?
Oh, that's so hilarious. Yeah, we are the dumbest podcast.
Yeah, definitely the dumbest. All right, we're running long here. You got a lot of editing to do.
Let's
wrap this thing up here.
I do. Actually, I was going to have you edit. Maybe could you take care of it Friday?
Yeah, Friday
okay.
night, no problem.
All right, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
All right, you can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast. You can find our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Por Favor Podcast. Email the show, info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike@PorFavorPodcast.com, Mr. Klinsman.
You can email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com, and go to that aforementioned YouTube page, youtube.com/PorFavorPodcast, where hopefully we'll see some fresh content very soon.
Yes, I've been editing feverishly.
Like, yes. Like,
yes. Yes.
I can smell the smoke from here.
Can you?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what you're smelling. It's no, some maybe. Type of smoke. But
yeah, something like that.
All right, thanks for listening to episode number 236 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast. For Susie down in sunny Southwest Florida, Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island, I am Professor Hurley down in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and we'll talk to you next week. Now, next week, don't forget, it's going to be Victorian Alberts. So stay tuned next week.
Wait,
stay
I have to
tuned.
Do this next week, too?
Yes.
It's in the contract. You don't even know what you signed, Susie.
No, I don't. That's what happens when he gets me to sign it when I'm asleep.
Yeah, after a couple of cocktails.
Or after a monorail crawl,
yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
All right, we'll see you next week, guys. We'll be right back.